the companies that are coming out of this cohort are ones that are going to change the world, are going to disrupt the way that we build buildings, the way that we check the safety of manufacturing facilities. And so the things that happen at Skydeck are extremely exciting.
I'm Scott McGrew. Welcome to Sand Hill Road.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
For the past 2 years, we have been working on a solution that can replace plastic and bring packaging into the 21st century.
That's a pitch for investors at Cal Berkeley's Skydeck. Pitch day used to happen twice a year, but of course the pandemic got in the way.
Yes, this was our first in-person demo day since just before lockdown. So February 2020 was the last time we were in person, and then everything locked down.
Berkeley Skydeck Director Caroline Winnett.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Skydeck Demo Day in person, right? Are you liking this?
Berkeley Skydeck is a fascinating blend between a school, Cal Berkeley, and business. Skydeck supplies early funding, office space, and advice, culminating in demo day for accredited investors.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all of you.
Where do they come from? These are not, I mean, it sounds like they're student projects, right? That, we did in business class, we invented something, but it's much bigger than that.
Right. So our great strength is that we are Berkeley. Berkeley Skydeck is not a separate accelerator that's parked next to campus. We are a Berkeley program. But what that means is that people do think that, we're just a bunch, that we're student projects. We're not. So we take startups where the founders are either Berkeley affiliated or any of our 10 sister campuses, or, and this is where we get a lot of our startups from, startups who are outside the U.S. that want to come and launch here in the U.S. and make a Berkeley affiliation through a co-founder or an intern. And so from those three, we have quite a large deal flow, right? So we had, for this batch, we had 1,100 applications from Berkeley and the UC campuses and around the world, and we whittled that down to 20. So it's highly competitive.
One of the things you can offer, and obviously you offer money and you offer office space, and is access to the Berkeley ecosystem, that there is an expert on this campus in everything under the sun.
Absolutely. You name it, somebody here either on campus or off campus or in our network is an expert. Anything from quantum physics to the latest in grid management to you name it, and we'll find that person to connect with our startup.
How much of this is a little bit of competition with Stanford? Stanford has lots of startups coming out of it, and the Cal-Stanford rivalry is legendary. I don't think anything can be, completely away from the Cal-Stanford.
Actually, we love it that Stanford's down the street. Do you know why? We get a lot of Stanford alums in our program. They join with the Berkeley alums, and they make a great team. We've had lots of startup that are co-founded by Stanford alums who are very talented. And the only time it gets, rivalry is on game day.
Right.
And the rest of the time, they're happily building companies.
In exchange, Skydeck gets 5% of the company. Companies like the one you heard off the top, Wonderfill, which creates vending machines to fill empty bottles.
So it's our mission to drastically reduce demand for single-use plastic bottles by creating a very convenient way for people to refill all of their liquid and cream products.
Wonderfill CEO Amelia Eichel.
So from water to oil and vinegar to shampoo and conditioner, we built these dispensers that can dispense any viscosity and they can be placed in any environment. So you can have them in a store or you can have them in an apartment building or a gym or a hotel.
Did you present at the demo day?
Yeah, we sure did.
We are raising $2 million to launch at 16 universities next year, onboard our first 80,000 users, which yields $3.2 million in ARR, and to secure the first retail pilots in our pipeline.
We were just talking that, you know, one of the immediate impressions of when you first hear about Skydeck and business at Cal and that kind of thing is the business class we took where, you know, you remember you developed a keychain for $3 and you've sold her for $5 and you had to explain, you know, that I think there are still people who think that's what's happening at Skydeck, right? And instead it's like rocket ships and AI and Wonderfill. This is high level stuff.
Right. I mean, I think there's an element where you have to show people how it makes sense from a business sense, right? How you're going to make money. But the companies that are coming out of this cohort are ones that are going to change the world, are going to disrupt the way that we build buildings, the way that we check the safety of manufacturing facilities. And so the things that happen at Skydeck are extremely exciting.
What have you learned generally just as a lesson learned in this time?
I think I wish that I had been thinking about Wonderfill at the scale that I'm thinking about it now all along. I was so focused for so long on how to make incremental progress, right? Taking a company from zero to one is very difficult. But once we had our proof of concept and our refill stations being used in the field, I wish that I had more quickly jumped to thinking about, okay, we're trying to eliminate single-use plastic bottles here. Now I have to think at that scale, right? How am I going to build a company that can actually accomplish that? And thank goodness I came to Skydeck because they got me to think that way. And I wish that I had been thinking about that way all along, right? Because it's definitely determined the way that we're going to move forward.
That's an interesting perspective. And you do see it in entrepreneurs that in Silicon Valley that maybe sometimes you don't see elsewhere. And that is to go from, I think I'd like to refill shampoo bottles to I want to end the use of plastic.
Yeah.
That's a leap, but it's actually, they are connected.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about what are we actually trying to accomplish and how are we going to get there, right? How do we eliminate the most amount of plastic? For that, we build this kind of silver bullet that can dispense anything in a plastic bottle, right? Accounting for huge swaths of plastic waste. But then it becomes, okay, how can we build a company that is compatible with other solutions that reduce plastic? For that, that's the company we're building, right? It's just a platform for people to learn about zero waste alternatives to plastic and grow from there.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We have companies making semiconductor chips. We have companies making new materials. We have e-commerce platforms.
Berkeley Skydex, Caroline Winnett.
Are the companies that are accepted, do they fit into sort of what I would stereotype as a Berkeley? I know I'm going to talk to the CEO of Wonderfill, which has an environmental aspect to the business. But would you accept a company that, I don't know, was going to figure out a weapon system or a way to get homeless people off your property? Or do all the companies fit sort of this Berkeley genre that we all think of?
Good question. So we'll take any company for the accelerator track that is a good venture investment. And so those have all been companies that are doing something interesting, that they're doing something that will help solve a problem for society.
That'll make money.
Right, exactly. And those, it's hard to name a venture invested company that doesn't solve a problem that helps society. Wonderfill is obviously doing that. But we have many companies that I say aren't, you know, sort of stereotypically Berkeley. But I would say, yes, we are always on the lookout for a company that's both an venture investment and a company that's really going to solve a pressing social problem. And Wonderfill is a great example of that.
What commonalities did you notice this time around? I mean, speaking generally, because there were, 13 of them?
There were 19 in the cohort and two alumni teams. So we invite alumni to come back and pitch if they're opening a new round like a Series A. So commonalities, I would say the commonalities that are ever true are these are all founders who are incredibly committed to their companies, just in a remarkable level, the grit and determination that they have to build these companies and bring these solutions is always remarkable. In terms of right now, some of the commonalities are issues that all startups are facing right now, which is supply chain. Right, if you need to buy something from somebody somewhere to build your product, it's tough. So startups are dealing with that. There's kind of a fuzzy spot on the curve for investors, right? So we had I wouldn't say a wash with capital, but a lot of term sheets flying around the last year or so because there was so much money in the capital markets, and investors now are a little more hesitant. They're a little more cautious. They're still writing term sheets, and our alums are looking very good for investment. But the investors are now looking at, you know, a possible market, shall we say, slow down. So they're being a little bit more conservative with their outreach. These are, of course, things that all startups are looking at right now.
Caroline Winnett of Berkeley Skydeck, joined by Amelia Eichel of Wonderfill. Sandhill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.